What do you say? He said, let's do it. Maybe.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hello there, Miles.
Tired of being compared to damn Britney Spears.
You were tired of
being so pretty. Nah, it's a Pink song.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's a song by Pink, you know, you wouldn't know it.
I do recall at one point you being on stage saying that your twat was hanging out, but that was a whole other experience, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I have to ask, did you watch the dog wash video?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to apologize to you.
What?
I was wrong. I'm the bigger man. Literally, the bigger man is going to apologize.
I would rather just have money.
Well, the apology would be faster, believe me. So.
Okay.
I was wrong. You were right. There is such a thing at the car wash. There's a dog wash at your local car wash, apparently. I was wrong. I wholeheartedly admit that I was wrong.
Okay, well, now what?
Now what?
I don't know. I'm just, what's going to happen now? Whenever somebody does that, it's usually followed by some kind of zinger.
There's tranny hookers on my corner. I swear to God, there are. No, I don't believe you. All right, I'm going to go videotape it.
I'm going to go videotape it.
Hey, you guys. I mean, girls.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever. Hey, would you...
So, yeah, no, I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a rarity, but there is a dog wash.
Your story last week was about a dog wash located in a do-it-yourself car wash.
There you are.
Power sprayers, and I said, no, you're full of it and all this, and I was wrong.
I don't even know what to do with this, to be honest with you. I figured you'd call it some conspiracy or some kind of... I went and made decals and put them on this other thing or something. Some kind of
that you actually ran out and defended yourself and videotaped it right away. I'm like, wow, I must have really... Man, geez.
Well, I'm not you, so therefore, you know, I'm not quite as...
Me, I'd be like, hey, if you don't believe me, I don't...
Hey, you check back on this site in 6 months, you son of a bitch.
Google it.
And you
Google
still
it.
Won't, you still won't see it.
Yeah, I just make you look it up and be like, you look it up.
That's right, you make me look it up.
Good, I don't care if you don't believe me or not.
I'd find a link somewhere and put it up. Yeah, you're right. That's true. You'd be sitting back, eating your cheese-its and your brownies and, you know.
Fiddle faddle.
You're fiddle faddle and your brownies, checking everybody's ass.
Yep, you're right. Mm. No, I stand corrected. You were right.
My wife's friend's got a nice ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, hey, since that was like went nowhere, thank you very much, I thought for sure you were going to come up with some kind of bullshit.
I thought I did what you wanted me to do, and I did it. There, what more can I do?
So now, after all your complaining, after you heard that... the Rampler got into Disneyland. You got an offer out there.
Yes.
Do you want to do the backstory on this or what?
We were talking to
the Rampler, Frank.
Rampler, yeah.
You
know, whatever.
Thank you for thanks for tuning in, everybody.
It was forgettable. I don't
really
remember.
I'm totally wrong. There's a doubt, but I don't know. I don't remember talking to the guy.
It's been a long day.
Let me tell you, I drink a lot of cough syrup to keep my
so. I was all upset. I don't know about you, but he said that some of his listeners had treated him out to two different occasions to Disneyland.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, you know, wow, where? How does he get off on that? You know, there's no way. And
jealous,
we have a listener, very jealous.
Yes.
I was. I don't know about
you.
You
were very jealous. I, on the other hand, was happy for him, but that's all right.
And so one of our listeners has offered to do something.
I think your
stream.
No, your stupid virus thing is coming on or something. You cut out.
Oh, yeah.
So say it again. Your listener tried to do what?
He's made an offer to us, a nice offer, very nice offer.
Yeah.
And who knows? We might do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's true. We got to talk about that. I don't know.
I got to see if that's going to work out in my schedule or not.
Well, that's true. I got. I don't know what's going to happen here.
I'm working it around my Weight Watchers meeting, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that thing. But
between my trips to Costco and my Weight Watchers, I got to work in.
Yeah.
I got a job at a Hostess over the summer, Test Taste and Twinkies.
Maybe if he wants to plan something for, like, down in Peoria, for instance.
At any kind of strip club.
Big Al's or something. Maybe, you know, that might be, you know.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm just an idea
guy. A good family, a good wholesome family place like Big Al's.
I would do it for the show.
I know.
Heartbeat.
Be aware that Miles is only going to have $8 in his pocket, or $7 in his, was it $7 or $8? I can't remember now. It's all he'll have on him, so it's all on everybody else to buck up, you know.
See, I don't know. We'll see. Thank you for the offer, CB. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we got to talk about that, see what our schedule
is. Yeah, talk about it. I'm not against doing it. But
no, I haven't been to the Shedd Aquarium since I was a kid.
Yeah.
We were going to go, one time I was up there and we were going to go, and for some reason we went other places instead, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, so.
Yeah, it's probably been about 5 or 6 years for me, I'd say.
Now, I think that your biggest concern would be that they try to push you back in the water, but that's just a whole other.
I think it'd be funny if he just, like, stood us up, like, yeah, dudes, be there, you know, on, like, the 2nd of, you know, June or something, and, like, show up, he totally blows it off. We're like, hey, man, uncool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would be funny at the time, but, you know, like, as time passed.
Right, yeah, as time passed, it'd be okay with it, wouldn't you? But
we'll see. I don't know.
So anyway. So I was,
yeah.
I ventured out into my small town here the other day. My wife had given me a slip of paper for the post office, had a package to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm like, yeah, I think I could take care of that.
Right.
You know, that's within my abilities here.
Right.
And so I, head on down to the local post office
mm-hmm.
with my little slip of paper.
Yeah.
And I had to wait, like, there's 2 or 3 people there. It just seems like for such a small post office, there's always people there. I don't know what the deal is. I long for, you know. I used to live in an even smaller town and a long time ago after we got out of college. And I long for those days because when I go in the post office, there'd be nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that was working there seemed to be so happy to see you.
Yeah.
It was like breaking up their day, you know what I mean?
Right.
But now here, I've always got like 2 or 3 deep every time I go in the damn place.
Because they're gossiping about, you know.
I have no idea, but.
Yeah, I believe. I was born in a.
Oh, I was hearing about the forever stamp. Oh, the forever stamp. But get the forever stamp. I'm like, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Enough with the postal rates and the forever stamp. So.
Do you have anything with the Chinese New Year on it? Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, that was asked. Do you got any puppies or kittens on
stage? Kitties or something.
Do you have Fat Elvis? Because I really want the Fat. I'm missing that one.
Oh, well, let me look here. Let me see here.
So, they're going to have Simpsons stamps, evidently, but they're going to cost more. So, I think that's what they're rolling out the new change with.
Yeah, so people won't know.
I heard it's going to be 44 cents.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, just so you know. Hey, heads up, everybody.
Great.
We don't already know.
You're going to go pick up your package.
So I'm going to get this package, right? So I get to the counter and give the slip of paper over, and the lady brings out this package. It's small, and she goes, you know, really, your wife was supposed to pick that up because it had her name on it.
What?
And I go, well, I was reading I'm a smartass, right?
Yeah.
So I go, well, I was on the slip, it says it could be her or her agent, and I would be her agent. Because that's what it says. It says the person or their agent could pick up the package. I said, well, I'm her agent.
You're Abe Froman,
yeah.
Sausage King of Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was being a smartass. Well, she gave me the package, but I'll tell you, there's nothing more frightening than being sent to the post office unaware.
Yeah.
And picking up a package for somebody else, and then being a smartass, because I looked down at the package, and I swear to fucking God, it looked like it was a kilo of heroin in a bubble wrap bag.
Oh no!
It had Chinese writing all over it.
What?
It had. I'm telling you, it had Chinese writing all over it.
Uh huh.
Was sent via airmail.
Yeah.
And it was almost exactly 1 kilo size.
Okay, a couple questions here. What the hell was it?
Hold on. I'm getting to that.
And why? How would you know what a kilo of heroin looks like?
Well, I've seen a movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was that shit. You know,
it's called, the movie's called Bob's Freshman Year, I think. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's this little bubble wrap thing, and it's like bulging, but it looks like a little perfect. You know what I mean? In the movies, they show those things stacked up. And I'm like, holy. The feds or something. We got noticed by the feds, I swear. We just got cut off right when I said kilo of heroin.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jerk.
Yeah. I'll be tracing it right now.
This is Bob's opinion only. I had nothing to do with this. This is Bob's story.
Well, I have to reveal what it was still. I haven't even revealed it yet.
Go ahead, revealing.
So I had all this Chinese writing on it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, bring it home, and I'm like, what the hell, is? And then my wife's like, oh, it's gibbets.
What?
You know what gibbets are?
No.
All right. Well, you know what Crocs are, don't you? Those shoes with the holes in them?
Yeah.
Well, she got some knockoff. Gibbets are these things they put in the Crocs that are like little characters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like flowers or cupcakes or Snoopy or something like that, right?
Right.
Well, she got 100 gibbets from some dude in China online.
Yeah.
For some, you know, ridiculously low amount of money.
Wait, is this where you thought it was Chinese writing and you turned it upside down and said, fuck you or something?
No, it didn't say go fuck yourself. No, I didn't say go fuck yourself. That's that hat. No, I'm like, gibbets?
Yeah.
Freaking gibbets? I feel like I risked my life for gibbets. I thought at any moment, you know, the TSA was going to jump out and do an anal cavity search on me with this bag, you know, package.
Gibbets.
So the kids got all these gibbets, to put in these shoes, you know. So they got more than one pair of these damn things, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, gibbets. She didn't pay a lot for the cycle.
No, I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like not even, I think with shipping and everything, it wasn't even $25.
I'm thinking kids like your age probably had to make these things, and then.
That's what I.
Like, you know, kids like your kids' age, you know.
I know.
Had to make these damn things so your kids can wear them.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel a little guilty now?
I didn't buy them, so not directly.
Okay.
My name's not on the package.
Okay, I'm just an agent.
That's right, this is the agent.
Agent provocateur.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
It's full of gibbets.
Is that a pocket full of gibbets, yeah, or are you just happy to see my Crocs?
Yeah, I got the Crocs. So they got all these gibbets to choose from now. It's like 100 freaking gibbets. I'm like, what the hell are we going to do with all these things? They're just going to be...
So wait, are you pushing gibbets at the grade school? Like, hey,
no, but the problem is they get lost. They get,
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But it just was a freaky experience, I'll tell you that.
Your kids, come here. Get off the swings.
Hey, you want some gibbets?
I got some gibbets.
How about you look like a flower gibbet?
We give them away free at first, and then we start charging.
That's right. We start charging.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what the deal was, but it was very freaky. I don't think I've ever had to pick up anything like that. So, my wife and her gibbets. Huh. It's just kind of spooky, you know.
Got one hand in my pocket, and the other one's holding a kilo of gibbets.
Kilo of gibbets.
Right.
So if you don't know what a gibbet is, you have to look it up now, but it's a little button-looking thing that's got a character on one side. So.
Gibbet. Go do it now.
Yeah, gibbets.
Yeah, quit listening. Go Google it.
Go Google it.
Google it.
Go Google it. So anything going on with you or what?
Yes. Do I have time or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know.
We got all the time in the world.
So, no, this isn't a very long... This story actually has no conclusion to it, but...
Oh, wow.
As most of my stories don't, well, but here...
It's going nowhere.
So, my youngest son, he's like, oh, my friend at school, his grandma died.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm like, oh, that's terrible. He goes, I want to buy him a card. I'm like, oh, that is terrible. You know, I don't...
Card. Why are you buying him a card? You're a very thoughtful child, you know, much more thoughtful than yourself.
He's very thoughtful. He's extremely thoughtful.
You ever notice how, you know, it's like, you know, the real assholes have the good kids and the real good people have the asshole kids?
Well, the problem is he's too thoughtful.
Overly thoughtful.
Because he just can't go to Hallmark to get it. He's got to go to Hallmark.
Oh, it's going to be a Hallmark. We can get a Hallmark at Hallmark.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to go to the store.
Oh, he wants to go to the Hallmark store.
Yeah, like the mall, you know, the whole, like, all right. Oh, this is a friend you like. Okay.
All right. Is it a girl?
No, it's just like a classmate.
Because, see, if I could see you, you know, at that age, trying to get, like, in some girl's pants with with some kind of sympathy card. Hey, I'm really sorry to hear about your grandma. Is there any chance you could flash me your breasts?
I'm your grandma.
Grandma's dead.
I don't care. I'm your grandma.
No. Yeah, I could see you doing that. I could see that.
So,
I'm so,
you know,
sad. You know the one thing would cheer me up, little Cindy?
So, yeah, we go to the mall, right?
Yeah, okay.
And there's a couple girls there, like, in their mid to late 20s working there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Usually they have, like, retirement age ladies that work there.
Perfect
for some
age
reason,
for Miles to go gawking at.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
While his son is picking out a sympathy card for his good friend.
So I was stabbing myself in the leg with a pin, you know, so I'd have, like, tears. Like, no, but... so I'm like, well, let's go for the blonde. You know, let's go for the blonde.
There you go. Oh, you're going to pick your register?
Yeah, like, gotcha. I'm like, you know, she's like, can I help you? Huh? I'm like, yeah, we need a sympathy card.
Okay, all right.
Why does she sound like Cindy Lou Who, for Christ's sake?
Well, she was short, you know, she was
why
short.
Why, Santa Claus, why?
Yeah, yeah, she was okay, look. It wasn't, you know, Lindsay Lohan or anything, you know. This is, but, you know, she looked like she might have, you know, had started a family or something, you know.
Oh, really? So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, she's a little broken in, you know.
So. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm sad about this thing. She's like, all right, I'll help you look for a card. She's pointing out all the cards. Oh, there's cards.
Here's a real sad one right here.
And my son is, like, completely, like, disinterested in this whole thing. He's just like, oh.
Well, I thought you wanted to get the card.
He did, but, like, he just didn't, like, have any interest in actually picking it out, you know?
Ah, he wanted you to get him a card. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, I don't know why my wife didn't take charge of this.
I was going to say, my wife would have went to the store on another trip and then just got a card and brought it home.
No, I get sucked into this. Like, all right. So now the lady makes a mistake, and shows me like the 99 cent cards.
Oh, and you just jump on that shit.
Winner. Winner. I'm not paying like $6 for a card, you know, like forget it.
Does this come with an envelope as well? I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so worth it with an envelope even.
And
any way I can get a stamp thrown in on this?
Yeah, you know, my son's still like a completely disinterested, you know, like kind of looking.
Maybe he was embarrassed by your, you know, old man hitting on the young girl thing.
I'm hoping he didn't really notice that. Oh. I'm praying to God he didn't notice that part.
Maybe he just felt bad for the woman at this point.
He's
sensitive, you know, so.
Well, now she gets on her knees.
I'm so sorry that my father is making you an object of his sexual desires.
Well, it gets better because she gets on her knees now.
Oh, Father.
The shame. Yeah. So now we got this young mom on her knees now.
Let me tell you, young bull thief, this is how you score.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you. Now she's like trying to show cards. My kid's still like, you know. I'm like, hey, little Bocephus here, why don't you, you know, get a little bit closer and look at these cards, you know, because you don't know, you know, do you want a little puppy on there?
What did grandma card do you want there, kid?
Yeah, you know, so he gets closer, and all of a sudden, like, he starts having this coughing fit, right? He's, like, face-to-face with this lady, and he's like, like, right in her face, and, like, she's just going on, like, totally ignoring it, like,
and, so anyway, this one resists spittle, as you can see.
I'm like, you know, it's a little rude, dude, you know, come on, you know. I realize she's not Lindsay Lohan, but come on, jeez. You know? She's not Mindy Kahn either, I mean, come on, jeez. Poor lady had to, like, you know, abuse from getting coughed right in the face.
Nice. He's really upset.
Yeah, I don't know. You all of a sudden just, like, start to hack
in her
face. Is
there any cards below the floorboards you could reach for, young lady?
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of sad myself. Yeah, I just lost my job.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so.
For some reason, when I get sad, I get horny. Go figure.
My wife's been in a coma for 3 years.
Yeah. So what? What's the? Did you ever get a card or what?
Well, she finally gets off her knees and takes off because she just can't take it anymore.
She can't take it.
I can't.
Perv over there in aisle three. That kid coughing all over me.
So we finally found a card.
His
the more expensive.
Seems to be in his pocket stabbing himself or something.
Yeah, we went with like the $3.50 card.
Oh my gosh, you were taken.
Yeah, make grandma sleep with your angels or something.
Yeah, you should have said, make your own, kid. Here's a piece of paper and some crayons.
Yeah.
You know, the homemade ones really mean a lot more, a little boasty.
Yeah, so, anyway, my kid, I don't know. I'm not sure what was going on there, but it was just like,
so he delivered it, and everybody was happy then, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I brought it home, and it's the last I saw of it. So I think it's underneath the couch as we speak, but I have no idea. I have no idea.
I paid $3.50 for this dead grandma card.
Now this poor lady had to get on her knees to show it to us.
I guess that wasn't worth the $3.50 to you, huh?
That was, actually.
Oh, okay, see?
It was.
I thought so. I thought that was probably the case.
Do you mind if I fart in your face? Could I do that? Seems like you're okay with the coughing. Can I just
see how far we can take this, honey?
I've got dirty bathwater here. I'd like to throw it in your face. Is that okay if I could just?
Okay.
Okay.
Why can't I worry?
I have some chum here from a fishing expedition. Could I just throw that in?
Okay.
I got this medicine bottle full of maggots. In any case, I could just throw some on your face.
Can I pour them right in your mouth? Could I just do that?
All right. Okay. Bye.
No, I don't know. I just felt bad for her. She's trying to go the extra mile, you know. She paid for it, you know.
What I won't do to sell a $3.50 card. I Hey, Betty, how's sales today? What I won't do for Hallmark.
Above and beyond, let me tell you that right now. Above and beyond, man.
Oh, nice. I just...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Good
thing. That was worth the trip, man.
Like an anniversary card or something, you know, happy.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah, that was a good time, man. Good time.
We'll see if it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be okay.
His friend's going to be okay?
I hope so.
Grandma going to... Well, I guess she's not going to
well,
be
okay. Well, yeah, it's too late for her, but, man.
Poor grandma.
Yeah, poor grandma.